Yo, welcome to an episode. This is an episode of High and Dry, and I'm Two Puff Ethan on this podcast.
We're not rapping right now.
And I have my friend and co-host.
1X.
1X gang shit. You spell that fucking the right way. It's Zeno. What's up, son?
And
we are very, very delighted to be joined by maybe someone who will chime in every now and again. She's pretty bae right now. So, yeah. So, but Sophie Jones. You're not on the mic.
I know, it's fine. I was gonna move the mic. You can
chill
there.
Hello.
So great to have you on.
So we thought great to be here.
Yeah, is it cool to be back?
It's so cool. Can I do that but again? Okay. Yes.
No, we don't do any redos. This is it. This is it. Here I stand. You remember that song? Michael Jackson's This Is It. Did you watch that movie?
Oh, actually, no. I was thinking of that other song.
Here I stand.
Do you remember Spirit? That cartoon.
Oh,
Spirit?
Shit, the horse.
The horse.
It is sad, right? All of this shit is sad, man.
Except Phil Collins songs.
Which Phil Collins songs?
What is it?
All of them are cute.
Yeah. It's very like metaphorical. Like, you are my brother. We are together, family and one another. And it's like, okay.
That's quite literal, actually.
So metaphorical.
We are brothers and we're together. What did I say?
You said that's really metaphorical. And then you said, we are brothers, we are together, which is like so literal.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant. I meant literal. I just
like,
skipped out on a word.
It's what we're watching. Like, they are...
Yeah.
Wait, that's Brother... Is that from Brother Bear?
Yeah.
Is that a song of Brother Bear?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was like that, where, like, all of the brothers are together, and they're like, we're one another.
Wait, which brothers are you talking about?
The three brothers in Brother Bear.
The three brothers?
Yeah, and then the one
brothers?
Dies, and then the other one gets turned into a bear.
And gets killed by the mother bear.
All the things that I'm talking about bears.
But honestly, the mother is, like, terrifying. Like, I remember seeing her, like,
what was the... Kodak.
And who's the
no,
Kodak,
it's Kodak,
Kodak,
Kodak. 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 Kodak is name.
Wait, is it Kodak the camera?
Yeah.
Kodak Black Man. Black
Man. Well, what was the main guy's name?
Koda.
Koda.
I'm Koda.
No.
Duh.
Is that also from the film?
Yeah.
What the fuck, guys?
Dude,
you are like
cool.
Out. Like, oh,
we
I,
just
I thought.
It.
I thought
well,
that my Disney knowledge, like,
no.
out.
Listen,
it's superb.
We just watched it recently. It's gonna fall back there eventually.
Okay.
But it's
I cried.
Yeah.
I did too. I was like, I didn't cry, but like, I was
bitch.
Like,
am I right?
Yo, nigga, I ain't no bitch. I was just very against feeling sad in the beginning of a fucking movie.
It is a sad movie.
Even in the end, it's kind of sad still because like he's not the same again. He's like always a bear.
No, but he chose that. That was
his
choice.
He needs me.
But like,
what was the what was the protagonist's name?
Oh fuck, Eli. Eni. Eni.
Eni. Eni.
Eni. I don't know. Something like that. Piano.
Kenai.
Kenai.
Kenai. Kodak and Kenai. Kodak and Kenai. Kodak. I'm gonna say
Kodak.
But you know what? You know what?
I just want to say that my allergies are acting up, so every now and then I have to blow my nose, and it's going to be the situation.
Hold on. I'll flip. I can't mute you.
Jeez.
Oh, I missed that completely. Okay, let me know when you're done. You can go.
It sounds like a guitar.
Okay. I recorded.
Is it really your allergies?
I recorded everything.
Snotty noses are not a COVID symptom.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Isn't everything a COVID symptom?
Yeah.
Walking.
Walking is
like walking. Like,
yeah.
I
flick my hair.
I wake up and I'm like, oh, COVID.
Yeah.
You know?
It was...
Like, I drink water and I'm like, COVID.
Possibly. It's in the water, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm busy taking a shit and I'm like, flip COVID.
Mm. Yeah, it's strange, just like...
Don't you ever get scared of... Have you heard like those horror stories of people busy like taking a shit and then a snake comes out of the toilet and then
what?
Have you never heard those stories?
I thought that was a fucking myth, man. That's why I've been squatting on the toilet for like most of my kid life.
A myth. So that's why you do, why you squatting?
No. I learned that it was a myth.
I heard
that in the dark there are dangerous creatures. Oh, let's go check them out. I heard it was a myth. Let's just try. I heard a myth that there were snakes climbing up my bum. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's do
Ethan
it.
Ethan wants to put a snake up his bum.
Yeah. Well, some people do. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. I want to go back to the Disney stuff quickly. Mm. Favorite Disney film?
Fuck, man. Jesus. What?
Okay.
So.
Favorite Disney.
You hate Star Wars,
yeah,
but
fucking
dude.
Hate Star Wars.
Do you like? Okay. So. Okay. Wait, you didn't come.
Star Wars.
I'm coming back to him.
Dude.
Favorite Disney film, Sophie.
Lion King is really nice.
Okay, that's like such a like go to such a stereotypical
answer.
Honestly,
you didn't think about that one hard, did you?
Why?
Like you could have gone like Lion Book. What?
Lion Book. Jungle Book.
Jungle Book. You could have gone Jungle Book or like Little Mermaid or I don't know.
I never liked the ones with the girls as the lead.
Okay.
Mulan was pretty revolutionary.
Mulan was really good. I really enjoyed the song.
Really good.
I really like.
How does it go?
I'll make a man out of you.
Yeah. Pocahontas was also pretty good. I never watched Pocahontas. Didn't have it.
I like
it
that tree.
It's pretty good. The Pocahontas tree.
Yeah, is it?
Her grandmother or something.
Oh, wow.
Or like, it's her.
Sacagawea.
Yeah. The thing is, like, most Disney films are just messed up, though. Like, the original stories are crazy messed up.
Mm. Like.
Are you expecting me to cut? The real stories or the original stories?
The ones that are like, what's it?
Based
it's like Grimm. It's off Grimm's
yeah.
Tales. Or something.
Yeah, like based off the ones that are based off real,
so like
real
Hans
stories.
Hans and Grail is fucked up. But Snow White.
Why is it fucked up?
Well, kids. She's eating, trying to eat kids, isn't she?
Yeah.
She like lures kids in with candy and tries to eat them.
I don't know. But
I mean, for you, that may be like kind of run of the mill, but like.
What? I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
But the flip, what was I going to say? Flip, what's it called? We were just speaking about it. Oh, the Pocahontas story.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
What's his name? John Smith or something?
John Smith, yeah, yeah.
John Smith.
Really plain.
A real plain name, but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was.
He was just like.
I was vanilla as fuck.
Yeah,
like he had blonde hair.
He's one of those white people who only wears pants because they don't want to take off, like show their shins because it'll reflect a glare.
It's like a vampire. Mm. Flip. I don't know why, but I've recently. Oh wait, let me first finish this story before I get into another one. I'm so tired. I shouldn't be fucking doing this right now. But yeah, John Smith like wrote those stories. Like he wrote his story about how.
He fucked his native chick.
He like, yeah, he had so much sex.
She was 14.
And
they had so much sex.
That they had no. So apparently the way it goes is that
exotic sex.
He didn't actually get any, but he wrote that he did.
Hold on. I think in that time, if you want some, I think you just take it.
You get
unfortunately.
You don't get some, you take it.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
But he...
If you're a colonizer and you have some...
But apparently he sexualized Pocahontas. She was like...
Oh, my God.
9 or something at the time.
Oh, wow.
That he met her.
Oh, 9?
Yeah. Or like 9, like early teenage.
God, that's fucking weird.
No, but back then 13 was fine. Mary
was
13 but
he
and
was
she
like
got pregnant
he was
with
like
the Lord's son.
He was like old
and praise
for
on,
that
praise
time.
Praise be unto his name.
But I suppose, like you said, like back then was pretty
what
normal.
What changed?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Society changed for the better.
Yeah.
I've got to say.
honestly, we have it pretty good. Okay, like whatever people say about like why can't we live like we did back in the 80s? We have it real good right now.
Who says that?
People who like to live in the past and still think that
no,
rock and roll is alive.
oh right. Yeah, alive and well. It's like who's a fucking rock
when
star?
When was the last time you listened to like a rock and roll
song?
No,
like a rock star. No, but who's been the last rock star? Like, no one. Ed Sheeran, but like, come on.
No, but he's not a rock star.
He's like a lime star, kind of.
He's a what?
A lime star.
What's a lime
like
star?
Like a different kind of rock.
But he's, no, but like, I'm saying like rock, like hard rock.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, lime is not a hard rock.
When was the last time you listened, you heard rock?
I mean, rap.
Rock. Rock. No, rock. Yeah. Not the
but
rock.
But rap is kind of the new rock.
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Childish Gambino said that.
What?
Childish Gambino said that. That's where I but heard that.
Yeah, I guess the weird like, oh, that's what like modern one would be like maybe at a push. I'm just saying at a push. Post Malone, maybe at a push.
Post Malone is the latest hot rock star.
Like he had like
at a push. At a push. At a push. No, no, no.
At a push. Off a ledge. Like whoa. No.
I'll agree with you on that. But. On the same level, I think like Lil Nas X is like the new like rock star, like pretty boy, like.
And I'm a new.
And the reason why I say that is because like he just does very good performing. Like he gets his performance.
Yeah, the music videos are really well done.
Yeah.
And I mean I hate. Well, there was like the country song. I was like, cool. That was cool for a few months, and then.
His big hit.
Yeah, his big hit.
And the thing is, like, a lot of people said he's going to be a one big, one hit wonder, but he's proven not to be.
No,
he's proven not to be.
Yeah, it's not quite the same.
It's not the same.
There is that one
song that hits different, though.
Which one is the?
Not the holiday one. The not the holiday one. What?
The Panini.
The Panini.
What is that one?
Panini.
Panini. Is it Panini?
Panini. Yeah. Hey Panini, why such a meanie? Why you keep me teeny? I don't know that. I'm God. No, but there's the other one. I can't remember. But like it has like some hectic like Michael Jackson vibes. You can see that he's like super heavily influenced by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The way he dresses, the way he dances.
Yeah. Not nearly as good. I'll always say that.
Oh, no.
Not even in any realm close to that, but whatever.
There was something I wanted to speak about. Wait, where were we?
Disney. Pocahontas.
Disney, thank you. John Smith, yeah.
It's like a Jewish 9-year-old.
But also Jungle Book's also like pretty messed up.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
The original Jungle Book.
It's not... Sorry.
The original Jungle Book, the kid was he was thrown out as a baby, and then when he tried to return to the village, like people like beat him, like
it's India, people kind of just beat whatever.
Like they weren't like they weren't welcoming. Oh, he stole food. Mm. He stole food from the village, and people were like, throw rocks and hit him and stuff.
But apparently, there've been more than one documented case of kids raised by wolves.
Yeah, that's true. So, but I think the original that the that Disney's based off is that one. But there are other dark ones, but obviously like Lion King isn't really based off. Well,
it's based off Hamlet.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
No. Yeah. No. We read this.
Yeah.
It's not actually. Like people think that it is, but there's what is it again?
Copied from that Japanese version.
Yeah.
Kimba. Oh, Legend Kimba. Of Kimba.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Literally all the animations.
Literally
the
Kimba, Simba.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, westernize it, bro.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah. It's crazy how that happens, where you literally copy paste the story, change a couple people, like make it more like, and then everyone's like,
get Elton
wow.
John to write the music.
Yeah. They
get a couple black people. And just make it a hit. Like, there's so many things that are based off, I mean, off past stories, and it's just been iterated. Like, wasn't Hunger Games also, there was a dude who wrote something very similar.
Oh, I don't know.
Similar like.
I don't know.
And he was of Asian descent.
Mm.
Not sure which Asian. I get confused with Asians. What? I really do. I'm sorry. Like, I know
the Indians and the Russians.
No.
And they're...
Yeah.
No
they're
one
people
thinks of
from
Russians
Dagestan.
Dagestanis.
I don't think Russians think themselves as Asian. I think Russians think themselves as Russians.
Yeah. They're not like...
Russians. Russians.
No. Just Russians.
They are... I don't know.
What?
It's weird. It's like that's technically Asia, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is.
Russia.
And they are like Russians who live really close to the border of China kind of look more Chinese than your stereotypical image of what a Russian looks like. I'm not saying that all Russians look the same.
It's not even that bad.
Are you okay?
Have I said something problematic?
You should speak up to the mic, though, right? Can you? I can't.
Did I say something problematic?
No.
Not
with the bios of this podcast.
If anything is problematic on this podcast, the problem would be the podcast. Yeah.
And we're in the attic.
Yeah. Wait, okay, listen, okay.
Such a
okay.
bad fucking joke.
Going back to Disney. Okay. So have you come up with a, with your favorite one? You said Lion King.
Fuck,
one,
man.
One, two, or three?
You're too banged hard.
Yeah.
That love was so tragic, man.
Wait. Oh.
Let's leave them. What was his name? Kovu.
Was he a Scar's son?
Let's run away from here, Kovu. To a place where no one can find us.
Not wait, what was her name?
And we'll start a clan, a pride all our own.
Yeah. I thought she was gonna do
the song. I was waiting for the
song. She's leading into the song.
Kiara.
What's up with the K's? The K's in the Disney universe. There's Kodak and
Yeah, because you know what it is? It sounds just a little white. Just a smidge white, huh?
Kyle.
Yeah,
and
it's like so close to Kyle. It's so close to like Kevin. It's like just there. And it's like, ooh, it's a little bit Bokovu, though. You know?
Crayon. I was looking for a name. That should be a name, Crayon.
Crayon. That actually doesn't sound.
It doesn't sound like a bad.
It's too bad that it's already a thing, huh?
Yeah, that is true. Like if it wasn't like
a thing,
a name for a wax pen.
Yeah, Crayon.
Crayon would be a great name.
Like those American names, like Clayton and.
Oh yeah.
Who looks at a baby and goes?
Crayon. Crayon. Corin.
Or like who looks at a baby and is like. Chase.
Oh,
Chase.
Man.
Yeah, Chase.
Oh, I know a Chase.
Yeah. But like, nigga's a baby.
Yeah.
Do you know a Chase?
Think of a baby
and do you think of Chase?
Oh.
Ever?
No.
No.
Yeah.
So what goes through that person?
Yeah, like, Hunter as well. Like, I wouldn't be a. Who goes to the. Who looks at their baby is like, Zeno. You know? Like.
Who looks at the baby and goes, Jones? Like, what?
Yeah. No one.
No one.
No one. Literally.
No one did.
Because, like, it's probably a surname. It's like, it's probably
like
their surname.
Yeah, yeah.
Jones. Or Jones.
They take it on as their surname.
Jones. Do you have a John, a family member named John?
Mm.
John Jones.
Yeah.
Jones isn't even my real surname.
We had this.
Yeah.
We didn't actually have this discussion with you. We had this discussion with a mutual person who knew you.
Who?
I can't remember her name. Sheesh. Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out to someone unforgettable.
Mm.
Oh, that's
Which
what you are.
Forgettable.
So, your favorite?
Oh, okay. Is Big Hero, does Big Hero 6
Yeah,
come?
That counts. I'll count that.
That was a cool one. That was really cool.
Yeah.
It was sad in the beginning. It's always sad in the beginning. God damn.
And it's sad at the end.
Fuck, man. All of them are sad. Can't I just get a happy one? Fuck me sideways. The most memorable? Is that... We're going by that.
Just your favorite.
Tarzan's pretty cool.
Tarzan's pretty
cool. That opening fucking sequence when he's like fucking... surfing. Like he's like...
He's
going through the forest. And he's going like...
Oh, when he's... When, oh, when he like...
When I saw that animation.
When he turns...
But literally, nigga, the first fucking opening sequence of that movie. Pretty much. He transcends, you know, like he figures out everything. He's like, oh, I'm a. He
no,
grows.
But that's not the beginning of the film.
No,
there's so
as
much.
As a kid,
there's so much
no,
before that
not.
Part.
There's not, though.
Yeah.
There's like him as a kid, and then
yeah,
it's like
no,
boring,
it's
boring,
no,
boring,
his,
boring. He's a kid.
His, parent, he, no,
oh, he meets
his parents jump. His parents jump off.
Oh,
off,
okay,
right?
okay, fine. Okay, but still.
They build the flipping.
No,
they build
like
the tree house.
Okay, nigga, that's the prologue. That would be the prologue of the movie.
Right?
Am I right?
And then
that's the beginning, nigga.
Right? Then there's a gunshot. His mom.
You, I remember hears, this very broken.
Here's the gunshot. goes to the scene, right? Finds his parents dead, right? She sees like the red footprints on the ground, right? And okay. Then she like sees dude. Like, oh, here's a baby. Gets Tarzan, and then. Like okay. Rescues
okay.
him.
Okay, you
there's
made your
so
fucking
much.
Okay, okay,
there's
okay, okay.
so much.
There's so much. You've just recited nearly at least 10% of that fucking
Don't
movie.
Don't diss my movie, dude.
Bro, hold on. This is my movie now. We're talking about my movie.
All right, sorry.
Yo, yeah. man, this is okay. my favorite movie. Dude, and in the beginning prologue, at the end of the fucking prologue, when he was fucking gliding through the fucking yeah. forest, dude, he was fucking
Again,
basically
Phil
surfing.
Collins. Phil
dude,
Collins.
Ah, something like that. There's in the back, and he's going...
How does the song go?
Oh, fuck if I.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways, what's yours?
The power to be strong, oh. the wisdom to be wise.
Oh yeah. Soul. Some Phil Collins.
All of this will come to you in time. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Mm.
Mine. It's probably Hercules.
Oh,
that's a cool
IX. Call IX.
Also, a very very fucked up story.
Why?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
that story, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, I actually don't.
No, I don't either.
I don't
okay,
either.
Well, Zeus rapes...
like the original story. Yeah. And Hercules isn't actually... And Hercules is actually a demigod. He's actually not a full god.
He kills his own wife. Yeah. He gets given the rage and he kills his wife and family.
Yeah. In the original story...
And that's how...
Hercules is actually a demigod.
Mm.
So the difference between a god and a demigod is that a god is pure blood. A demigod is half human, half...
So Zeus rapes this woman.
Yeah. And then she has a bastard child. She has a bastard child.
A demi-boss.
Whoa, nigga, I'm a demi-boss.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a cool story, yeah. though. Well, the Disney one.
And the music for that song. Hercules. They're all singing on the bus.
And they're
on
very sassy looking, aren't they?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Black.
That was blatant.
I just wanted to say that's literally what I mean, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But they were what were they called? We are. What did they say in the beginning?
Aren't they the five muses?
Dun 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 dun. We are the muses, goddesses of the art, and proclaimers of heroes. Heroes like Hercules. Honey, you mean Hercules?
Oh my god.
Sorry. It's a good flipping movie.
Yeah,
it's my favorite movie. I could possibly recite it word for word.
Okay. That's cool, though. Are there any movies you can, like, recite just that you kind of get into, like, a trance with?
Oh, man. I think so. I do know some scenes from Love Actually.
Oh, God.
Love Actually.
Is Owen Wilson in that?
Wow.
I feel like he is.
Everyone's in it, though. All the British actors.
What's her name?
All the British actors.
Oh.
No, you're talking about Americans. Like, what's that thin guy? Colin.
Benedict Cumberwop.
No, not him. He was
Benedict
a famous
Cumberwop.
Yet. Benedict Slip and Slop.
Alan Rickman is in
yeah.
it.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, R.I.P.
Colin Firth is
R.I.P.
in it.
R.I.P. dude. Yeah, Alan Rickman died.
He died ages ago.
Oh, flip, dude, he did. Oh.
Yeah, it's sad,
it
man.
It is really sad.
Oh, R.I.P.
Oh, dude.
My friend was his neighbor.
Really?
Or he was boning my friend's neighbor.
Fuck yeah, dude. Get it, Alan Dickman. What I'm saying, dude.
Okay.
Dude, Severus.
Nice, that was good. Severus Snake. Severus. Hooray.
She was good at writing names.
No. Don't boast. Oh, no, that's Lucius. Is it? Yeah, Lucius.
What?
Sorry. Don't boast, Draco.
Good post. Yeah, that's good. Wait, sorry. You continue.
What's your movie?
My movie?
Yeah. Is there a movie that you can...
Recite.
Yeah. Recite word for word.
Maybe Shrek as well.
Oh, okay.
Shrek.
Oh, yeah. What's the beginning of its secret song? Somebody
no.
wants to me.
No,
it's
what?
No,
no. It doesn't. I hate it when people are like, yeah, this is where it starts. Like,
it pretty much starts like that.
No, it doesn't.
That's
it starts with the book opening, and it's like, once upon a time.
God
fucking damn it.
Or what does he say when he rips out the page? True love's kiss. Mm. What a lot like
a lot of shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you wouldn't say that. What does he say? Then you just hear like.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, dude, that opening sequence is. I mean, I honestly, when he pulls out the earwax, I was like, I'm kind of done. Like, when you know when he pulled out the earwax, uses his candle, I was like.
Oh, that's funny. That's very funny. And it's. Oh, something interesting that I found about candles. Completely derailing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But so the actual thing that's burning is the wax, right? Yeah. So the wax actually turns into a vapor that's actually burnt. The flame's actually wax vapor burning.
Wow.
And there's actually a correct way to burn candles. So you actually, after you've like burnt a candle, before you light it next, you should actually trim the wick. Because you know when like sometimes like the candle goes like super big, right. And it's because like the wick is usually like really big, or like it like forms like a little mushroom on the wick, right? Should actually trim it off because then it helps preserve the wax in the candle.
Whoa.
Yeah. Some candle facts.
Where did you learn that?
Google. Internet, right?
Yeah.
Did you go to the public library?
Yeah, the public library of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. It's not public.
It is public.
It's online.
But it is public.
Yeah, I know. But
it's public domain. It's literally public domain.
Oh, is it?
HTTPS. That's what
it kind of stands
for.
It
doesn't actually stand for that, but it does. But yeah, so trim your candles, guys.
Mm. What should I have?
Right, going back. So Shrek. Okay, that's a good one. I like that one.
Not Disney, low key, but like it's fine.
It's DreamWorks, but that's fine.
What happened to DreamWorks?
It's all around. Didn't they get absorbed by Pixar though? Am I being
who? DreamWorks. No. I think they sold their own studio.
Really?
Yeah. Pixar got absorbed by Disney.
By Disney.
That's why it's Pixar Disney, right. And
it's interesting.
Did you guys enjoy Coco?
Oh, I haven't seen it. Apparently, it was really good.
It is really good. You should watch it. Okay. Have you watched it? You haven't.
It's like the Mexican one.
Coco.
Yeah, Coco.
What's it about?
Mexican people.
Immigrants? This kid, he. Wait, what is he? What was he trying to do? Oh, his family doesn't allow him to play music because like it's a his great great grandfather left his family to play music. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do so much editing. Mm. his grandfather left to go and play music, and then left his entire family, and then but this kid wants to do is play music, and then he gets taken to the other world.
I'm watching it.
I don't know what else to call it, but like what the Mexicans like Disney's idea of what the Mexicans see as like the afterlife.
Mm.
And he meets his other ancestors, and then he has to get back to his world.
Mm. Zeno is saying, go watch it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. it is a good movie.
Okay.
And that's cool.
Mm. Yeah, but.
And you probably enjoy it because it's Spanish.
Yes.
Hola, papi. Un poco loco. That's one of the songs.
A crazy.
That's one of the names.
Poco loco. It's a little crazy.
Un poco loco, yeah.
Yeah, that one's a little crazy, man. Crazy. But I think what is cool, do you think it would be better if they did embrace a bit more of the twisted side of those stories?
I don't think it would be as profitable or marketable.
Yeah, so they don't.
Mm.
It's weird how like animation is like kind of ruled by that.
Yeah. Western animation.
Yeah.
Because like Eastern, yeah. Eastern, like Eastern, we've spoken about this before.
Get,
like,
you get what the artist wants.
Yeah. Like, the Eastern animation.
So that's why it's better.
You want blood, you have blood. You have somebody who gets sawed in half, you have sorry. That. You see boobs, hey, you have boobs.
Hey, tough shit, because you know what? This is a good story too.
Yeah.
And also it's not even abusing people. It's just animating. So you can do a whole lot.
Yeah.
You can do legally.
Yeah.
You can do so many things you could never do with real actors.
Mm. Yeah. That's why I think stand-up comedy and cartoons are the last frontier.
And
no one's attacking your free speech.
What?
What?
Stand-up comedy?
Stand-up, why do you not think that?
That no one's attacking your three speech?
Not mine specifically.
Three speech, he only has one, two, and three. He can only speak three times. Use them wildly.
Because no one really properly gets cancelled. They get cancelled for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And people say you can't say that, but if you say it anyway, no one really does anything.
Right.
Except say you can't say that. No one's actually going to jail, except that lady who said the K-word 47 times.
Wait, what?
There's that lady who went to jail last year because she said the K-word 47 times in a video to a police officer and pulled her on the side of the road.
Hectic.
And there's a good comedian friend of mine who always says, who is a person of color, I don't know if that's relevant. Why didn't she just get to 50? You know, you were right there.
Round it up. Yeah, that actually pisses me off. The fact that you said it 47 times.
Yeah.
Yo, why she said? Oh, fuck me.
Stopped at 47.
Yeah, if she stopped at 42, I'd be fine. 45 as well.
47, nah, so close.
47.
And then she went to jail for 3 years.
For 3 years, she's in jail for 3 years. Yeah. Oh,
and I think she was one of those poor whites, so she didn't even have enough money to like bail herself out. Like you would think a white person who was throwing around the K word had enough money to back it up. You know what I mean? Not back it up, but to bail them out.
Wait, is she from Joburg?
I don't know.
Pretoria.
No, they are poor whites in Cape Town. They're on that side.
What? That
that side. Like Durbanville.
you're just like naming like names of places on that side. That's okay. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Are you okay there, Ethan? Why are you so quiet?
No. Yeah, I'm good.
He's feeling his free speech is being fucked up.
No, I think it is. But we'll see. I'll just keep until
High and Dry Pod gets cancelled, we'll know.
Yeah, yeah.
that's all the proof that Ethan needs.
Yeah, because I'm walking that fine line.
Yeah, you're on that wire.
Like that snail.
Yeah.
The snail.
Yeah, that's really cool to bring up on a podcast or just an Instagram video.
Well, you can explain it.
No, it was just a snail on a wire.
Yeah.
And it was going on this wire and it just looked very strange because there's not a lot of...
The snail's two sides were already close around the wire. Yeah. So it looked like...
Oh, so it was like...
Wrapped around the wire.
Yeah, wrapped around the wire.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I suppose that's...
Mm.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
It's just whack.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it just looked very, very odd. It kind of looked like a... Just very, very...
1 sec.
What?
I'm super fucking high, man.
Okay.
I'm like on 20 puff now.
Wow, 20 puff,
like
Ethan.
I'm like one joint.
Hey, I just want to introduce everybody to my new co-host, 20 puff Ethan.
20
puff. He's just walked into the building. Dude, what's He's up? Just arrived.
We can make it an even 47, though.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. That's
47
that's
pretty funny.
Son.
That's pretty funny.
47.
Wait, who is recording the video?
The cop pulled her over.
Mm. Yeah, but who is recording?
I don't know. Another cop was just some person who got lucky.
What had been funny is if Nadia, she was the one recording. imagine like you're in court and it's like, is this your video, ma'am? Mm. It's like, yeah. And then she's like, you see, this is what he did to me. Mm. And it's like, you didn't do anything.
Mm.
But you said the K word 47 times.
Not 50?
Like, what's wrong with
you? You're going
like,
to jail for
you,
that.
Like you said the K word. You're going to go to jail for 6 months.
Odd.
It's like, but for 40...
And on
you, but you said it... You said...
Even 6 months.
We got to round it up. Because you said... Because of 47 times. You're going to get it. You're going to get an extra 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, the judge was so angry. It was just like, it's 47 times. Like, the fuck, woman. Like, come on. Yeah, okay, sorry. I got sidetracked.
But I also wanted to just say that just in terms of free speech, you know, people have been, certain groups and certain people have been shut down for certain.
Shut down, like, legally.
Like, banned from Twitter.
But you see, the thing is, like, that's different.
I understand. But
yeah.
you still, in terms of internet, in terms of...
No, but okay, no, wait. Okay. Twitter,
mm-hmm.
right, is heavily regulated.
Right.
Okay. So you can't use Twitter to justify that free speech is being banned because
Twitter is a company and it has its own
bias,
right?
So like the internet bias, so like there are other outlets where other people other small groups of people can communicate,
and it'll be fine.
Yeah, like they're gonna have to. The thing is, they're gonna have to use those other
right.
Those
the
other
issue th- the issue was is that it was partisan and it was on one side and then in support of one side and in support of not another.
But that's media. That's social media.
Yeah,
unfortunately, social media. You know.
It just gets weird. It just gets weird when something is so dominant, because Twitter is a very dominant thing.
You know,
in our society.
Mm.
So that just worries me. I don't like that. Just in terms of what it could kind of bleed in.
Yeah, but like you saw what Twitter put out in regards to Trump's tweets. Like they're gonna block these. Mm-hmm. They're gonna block his account as soon as he steps out of office.
Yeah,
you know
why.
Because the tweets that he posts aren't fact checked, because the stuff that he does post, he doesn't necessarily fact check a lot of his tweets, and so that's a huge problem with the Twitter guidelines.
Yeah.
So Twitter guidelines say that
sorry, just thinking about YouTube, how regulated it is in terms of like it's like content and what you can show and what you can advertise. It's like that as well is like it kind of influences, kind of shifts it. You know, it could kind of shift it, whatever it is.
Like an example was David Dobrik. I don't know, you know David Dobrik. He was like completely.
Who doesn't know David Dobrik?
Yeah. All of his videos are completely demonetized. Like he doesn't make any money off his videos because it's too quote unquote.
He doesn't make any. He makes absolutely no money off YouTube. Like YouTube does not pay him for any of his videos.
Yeah.
But like
he gets.
No, because of the not the controversial stuff that he says, but the stuff that he videos is like quite controversial.
He videos like people partying and getting like fucked up sometimes. Like, but like very just shot very well. He shoots it very well, and it's like not.
It's good content. The stuff that he shoots is good. Like it's entertaining. Like people finding it entertaining. Like he on average, I think he hits like 5 million views on some of his videos. Like it's
like
easy.
10 million
but
for like 4 minutes.
Five million views on a YouTube video gives you like, I would imagine like at least $500,000.
Yeah.
But
because of his content that he shoots, he can't make money off it.
Yeah.
So it's not like attacking free speech, but it's like kind of going like, okay, like I can't do this now, because what it is with YouTube is that it's like assume that
in
kids also sorry more than mine kids are on YouTube, so you have to make sure that kids don't see it,
yeah,
right?
So anything that isn't like kid friendly,
yeah,
they can demonetize like that.
Yeah. But it's
like
putting like a huge parental lock on YouTube. Mm. And that affects and it does affect a lot of people.
Yeah.
But the problem is that parents, I think a large part of it is that parents do complain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't want their kids to be watching YouTube.
They don't want to look after their own fucking children.
Yeah. They want other people to look after after their kids. That's why they send them to school.
That's why they send them to school. And make us learn shit. Dude, fuck that, man. yeah, you can go.
Okay. Okay, Sophie's leaving us.
So it's not, I understand that, like, it may. Oh, Jesus Christ. We may.
I've got it. You can go. Okay. Well, this thing is so long. You were saying?
I was just saying that I think it's not necessarily. It may not be banning it. It may not be. No, sorry, not banning it. Stopping free speech.
Yeah.
But it's slowly doing something. It's not. It's like the echoes of it. It's like.
Oh, I see. Okay, and I understand what you're saying. You're saying.
Like, I don't like any form of it. Any form of it is like. It's a slippery slope from.
Yeah.
That's how. I'm just saying. That's always how it starts. That's. And it may go nowhere.
But you see.
You may get used to it, and it may.
A great thing about the internet, right? Is that.
Other things will pop up, right?
You need to. Yeah. If you don't like something like that, then you have the choice to make your own. Make your own. Mm. Find other sources.
Yeah.
You know, like. You can do that. It's just that the more popular famous ones are always going to be like that.
Because it's the ones with engagement. It's the ones, the ones that rise to the top, really.
Yeah. So. Mm.
Yeah.
So So guys, if you don't like Facebook, if you don't like YouTube, if you don't like Instagram, if you don't like Snapchat or like any other like mainstream social media. Go find another one.
Yeah.
Like it's not easy.
There isn't any other
one. No,
there
are. No, there are.
But it's not the same though, because the thing that's weird is that it's built into the psyche of like you can't just go to your friend and go like, hey dude, let's get this app.
Yeah.
Right? But because it's gonna be like, nah, dude, like I don't give a fuck. It's
yeah,
like,
but the thing is that it is human nature.
Mm.
Like it's 100% human nature to be against change.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're not for it then you kind of and if you're unhappy and you're not willing to change then you're kind of just in your own little like stuck in your own little thing. You can't expect like big companies to think like, oh yeah, sure, we'll make your day a little bit better.
No, we have a budget. We have shit to do.
Yeah, we have money.
We have money to make.
Absolutely nothing to
add. And like that's the weird thing is that it's like. But also what's strange is like banning what certain people can make and create, it kind of starts to sap at them because they still know that people who are like not I just blanked completely.
Okay, no, that's cool.
Like people who are not paying, sorry, where they don't pay them, they're still going to make money off them, right? They would still get AdSense from companies.
What do you mean?
Put ads in their videos, even though they're not monetized, you know?
There's still ads.
Yeah?
No. They don't have ads. They can't make money off other.
So David Dobrik videos don't have any ads.
No, they don't.
Sick, dude. Just watch a whole bunch of Dave Dobrik ads.
You mean ads. Videos?
Well, I guess his videos now are ads.
Yeah.
Like he has his own ads now. That's crazy.
Technically, he does.
Yeah, he's created his own lane, which is like, which is kind of sick.
Do people?
But the problem is he's so influential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do people make less money on their videos with ads the more people get ad block?
Wait, say that again. I wasn't confused.
You wasn't confused?
I'm
If all of us get ad block,
yeah.
Do the people get paid to have ads on their videos lose money?
Yes.
Yeah.
So by getting ad block we're disempowering artists.
Yeah.
No, because we don't actually
Not always.
No, you don't actually pay for I don't think you pay for AdSense. Mm. I think it's free. It is free. AdSense is free. Mm. So you actually they're actually not losing anything. So if someone they're technically not losing or gaining anything. Mm. They just like yeah. So if everyone had AdBlock, they would still get money from YouTube if their stuff wasn't if YouTube still deems their content monetizable. Then they would still get money from it. But putting ads on top of the monetizable videos is just an extra for the creators, if that makes sense.
It's like a little like tip.
Yeah, they. But
I feel like it's honestly at a point for all people, it's a giant loss for them. Because there could be like really great content creators, but they could have like something up with an algorithm or something, or it's up to like YouTube to decide which videos actually get the views.
Right.
Basically,
right.
At
yeah.
that point, right? Like
I'm gonna say yes,
because there's like a formula kind of to it. Yeah. And then what happens is that you get creators that are purposely just trying to make money.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they're just tailoring to this like this very that niche algorithm. Thing.
Yeah.
And it's like there's like a whole bunch of people.
You can actually see that. There are sites that you can actually see like what are the most searched things in the last month? What are the most viewed videos in the last month?
You just do that.
And people will literally go make videos based off those algorithms. Like literally most searched, most views.
Yeah.
So like for example, I don't know if you guys heard of the latest game Among Us.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, it's like this latest like mobile game.
That's
that
you
like
have not seen the memes.
Among Us.
Yeah, like the little spaceman, little
have
like
you not
round
seen
that? Like
no.
Ice cream cone like spaceman. No, anyway, so Among Us were like it's like it's a huge thing now on YouTube, like pretty much everywhere actually.
Yeah.
It's like this huge meme, but people have literally gone and made videos on Among Us on YouTube, posted them. Shit quality videos, absolute garbage. But people go and watch them because it's the first, it's the stuff that comes up in their feed. And people are just drones. They just like watch stuff because it's noise. You know, like that's all they do.
Yeah.
And like a big thing was just Minecraft, just making Minecraft videos.
Oh yeah, Minecraft was huge. And Minecraft is still probably one of the biggest things. If you go and make Minecraft videos, you'll probably blow up as a YouTube channel.
Yeah. No joke.
It's just that
it's not creative.
Listen,
yeah.
If you want to be a millionaire, make a Minecraft video, YouTube channel, boom.
Boom. I'm Jack Ma, and I pulled this message. I'm Elon Musk.
This is Zeno, and this is my TED Talk. Got a bomb.
Ideas not worth spending.
A boom.
No, I think, so I just think that that's not necessarily an attack on free speech. I just think that that's just very shitty. That people who like actually put in the effort, actually make like original videos that
are good and stuff.
They don't get the recognition that they need just because of.
There are the thing is right. Like you've mentioned these and there are YouTube channels that have a good following that have gone out of their way and made their own like.
And that's just fucking work, right?
What?
Those are just the people that just.
What? Oh, wait, let me finish.
Sorry, dude.
there are YouTube channels. They've gone out and made their own like video streaming platforms.
Oh, okay.
And because of their following, like people will move to that platform. But the thing is that those are only going to be the big players, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to be like Zeno and Ethan, right? Or Sophie. It's not going to be. If we start our own, it's like we're not going to get any. We're not going to get any steps, feet in the door.
Yeah, it's based off whatever is going to get the fastest and best and longest engagement.
Yeah.
And can bail on a cycle. And we can become slowly dumber. Look into it, dude.
Right
mind control,
I
dude.
I feel like I'm
the internal Tsukuyomi. Is that what it's called?
Tsukuyomi.
It was interesting. There's this book called Naruto. I don't know. It's an anime.
Yeah,
manga,
no.
Book.
Naruto.
Hey.
Pluto.
The final kind of battle in the original one was putting a giant spell over the world to just
make people kind of bliss in like a permanent bliss, just like
like in a dream world.
Just in a dream world.
So like everyone would be living their own dreams.
Yeah, and wow. We would, and everything would be perfect for everyone.
Yeah,
right. But we'll just like that.
Yeah. And then we'd die as well.
Yeah.
We're basically being killed until our dream ends.
Yeah.
So we're basically in a shell, and our life force is being sucked out of us.
But for us, it's just.
But like, it's just like, yeah.
Very, very weird. But what do you think? Would you want that, or like?
Yeah.
And you die peacefully, essentially.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be so.
Like,
there'd
be absolutely.
Like, would you want
suffer. No.
Yeah, I do.
I wouldn't.
Gotta fight. Wait, what's it? What is it? What does Naruto have to do? Does he have to just bring peace?
What does he mean? Bring peace to the valley.
What is his argument of like? What was Naruto's argument of like? Not just okay, cool. Yeah, let's do it.
Because it's all about free will, because everyone's essentially being forced into this idea of fake happiness, because it is fake happiness.
It is just fake happiness. But also then, like, what is happiness then?
Good question. Something that you fight for.
Yeah, dude. That's like just if it's ninja way.
I was gonna sing the flipping Naruto. what's that hilarious opening song? It's like that's also become a meme. You are my friend.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Jesus.
Dude, it's been a while.
We were literally singing and rapping.
Did you see that Bleach is coming back?
What?
Bleach is coming back? Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're going to continue from where they left off.
I need to catch up on Bleach. I fell out with it.
You fell out?
Yeah, kind of.
We're beating it. Sorry. Bad joke. Real bad joke.
Yeah. Nice. I get it now. I didn't get it.
Real bad joke. Okay, cool. Shall we wrap up?
Yeah, I think we should wrap up. Okay. Thank you so much, Sophie, for chiming in.
when you wanted to. Really appreciate when guests want to be on.
Yeah, it's great.
I didn't want to be here.
Go follow us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram. Mm. Send us some love there, and we'll see you all in the next one.
Gangship.
Not me.
No, really, really hope not.
Okay, do you want to sign us up?
What? Are we? What?